Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Nick Care for the 9th of June, Friday morning. Looks like a cold front will move through, turn the wind around to the north today. We don't expect a significant amount of precipitation, but today, like all the other days for the last 2 weeks, pop-up scattered rain showers, few thunder showers are possible, but dry air coming in for the weekend. But it is official, El Niño is formed. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, issued El Niño advisory, announcing the arrival of the climatic condition, and it could mean another year of heavy rain in Southern California, will likely and significantly affect crop-growing areas around the world, Australia, China, Asia, and Europe. The U.S. less affected by El Niño and La Niña, which is a natural, temporary, and occasional warming of part of the Pacific, shifts weather patterns around the globe, formed a month or two earlier than most El Niños do, which gives it room to grow, and there's a 56% chance it will be considered strong, 25% chance it reaches supersized levels, according to NOAA. Russia has blamed Ukraine for a blast on a key ammonia pipeline, says it may have a negative impact on efforts to renew the grain export deal. Moscow has accused Ukrainian sabotage groups for the blast that damaged an ammonia pipeline Monday. Ukraine President Zelensky denied the allegations, said the explosion was likely caused by Russian shelling. The June 6th bombing of Ukraine's Kakhovka hydroelectric dam, almost certainly an act of Russian aggression, will affect your life more than you think. The consequences for agricultural and commodities markets will be inflationary. The fallout could be literally radioactive if the nuclear power plant nearby loses its access to water, and the implication is that Russia is inching steadily closer to the unimaginable, possibly even the use of nuclear weapons. Tens of thousands of people have lost their homes, thousands stranded, 12-foot deep water, no drinking water. And of course, millions of tons of grain lost. The National Milk Producers Federation Board of Directors have voted to name Greg Dowd as its next president and CEO. Jim Mulhern retires at the end of the year. Dairy farmers across the nation pleased to endorse a true champion of agriculture, someone who both understands the hard work we do and the opportunities and challenges we face both here and abroad, according to a statement from Randy Mooney, chairman of the National Milk Producers Federation Board. Dowd says he's excited to engage on critical issues facing dairy farmers, from the policy arena to new technologies, and many great new opportunities for dairy producers at home and internationally. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the markets and be right back with market analysis.